This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Joseph Sternberger, the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, writes political economics, about the contest in the EU and in NATO with the United States about contributions to the defense industry to build up the arms and the weaponry and the ammunition needed to confront foes such as the Russian Federation and its allies. What is to be done? The 2% number emerges over these last years, I learned from Joe, but most importantly, Europe is playing catch-up, and it's devoting its attention, its meetings, to providing what it has not so far, a common defense. Joe emphasizes in this passage that the U.S. needs to listen to what Europe is saying, needs to listen to the agreement that the shortfall is not acceptable. Here's Joseph Sternberg, Wall Street Journal, commenting on Europe listening to Washington, especially the voice of former President Donald Trump.
I think that there is a recognition that there is a real problem developing in Washington around some of these issues. And remember that the latest freakout over the past couple of weeks was prompted by candidate Donald Trump saying essentially that, you know, he would let Russia have any NATO member that wasn't meeting that 2% spending commitment. Yes. And so I think that there's an awareness that they need to catch up. But I think that there needs to be an awareness in Washington and in Trump circles that Europe is trying to catch up. And so, you know, take yes for an answer and encourage them to lean into the alliance instead of causing them to always worry about America's own reliability as an alliance partner.
More of this later. Thank you.